became a Christian in 1972. And since then, he joined the, in the 1990s, he joined the missionary work. Since he joined the Save International, he has been the department chief of the donation coordination. Donators.
Is that so called donor relations?
Donor relations. So, since then he has been working with a lot of Chinese, leading Chinese short missionary teams to Russia and to Eastern Europe. And in 1997, he and his wife Jill went to China and taught these people there to help the shepherds. And they, Mrs. Hartley also taught English there. So for the last 13 years, Martin has been leading many, many self-making teams to Russia and Europe, and preaching gospel and leading a lot of Chinese students and the merchants know our Lord Jesus Christ. So next we have Martin, and
It's good to be with you today.
It's nice to
you know language.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to share with you some things from the Bible. And I want you to let you know some of the good things that God is doing around the world. Now, some of you have heard this already, but I'm going to repeat a little bit of it. My wife, Jill, and I are missionaries, so that we were in China in 1997 working with the Yi people.
在1997年，我和我的妻子Jill跟彝族的人跟他们一起工作。
The Yi people, you can see a picture of them there. They are one of the minorities in China.
彝族是在中国的一个少数民族，你可以看到这里的照片上。
You would like that look because the women do all the work and the men sit around and drink.
因为男人他们就是就很喜欢这个地方，为什么呢？因为他们男人这个女人在这边辛苦工作，男人坐在这边喝酒。
We were there to teach modern sheep farming.
我们在那里呢去教导他们怎么样用现代的技术来牧羊。
But also my wife, earlier my wife taught English.
而且呢，我的妻子在那边教英文。
Now if you're a teacher, you would be surprised to learn. Maybe surprised to learn here in America that they have over 80 people in her class.
可能在中国教的话呢，就是教书的话，对美国人来学讲的话呢，很惊奇的，因为那边他的课上有80个学生。
They were very well behaved.
但是他们的秩序很好。
We worked with a mission called, then after China, I got sent to Siberia.
在中国之后，我被放逐到西伯利亚。
I worked with a mission called Send International.
我的财团机构叫做国际财团协会。
And God has entrusted me with a mission to Eastern Europe and Russia.
神给我的工作就是在东欧和俄国的财团工作。
I want to tell you a little bit about what God has been doing.
我要告诉你一点点关于神在叫我做的事情。
Our ministries work in Russia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, and Belgium.
我们施工的话呢，在俄国、乌克兰、保加利亚、捷克、乔治亚这些国家。
Chinese workers and students are everywhere, and they're away from home, and they're open to receiving the gospel.
中国的工人或者是学生在这些地方有很多，他们离开了家，在那边工作或者在那边学习。
Many Chinese people are becoming Christians.
所以说很多中国人在那里成为基督徒。
And for the past 13 years, God has allowed us to help them understand each other.
过去13年，神允许我们去帮助他们，使他们知道谁是神。
We take teams from various different countries, people who speak Mandarin, and take them into Russia and Eastern Europe.
我们带着管弦队，从很多不同的国家到东欧和俄国。
In Ukraine, there are 17,000 Chinese students who want to know about God.
在乌克兰这里有17,000学生，他们要知道神。
Here's a picture of Pastor Ben introducing a couple of young men to Jesus.
这是高弟兄他带领两个弟兄要让他们认识神。
Joshua is a missionary from mainland China, and he is living in the city of Odessa, leading a church there.
这个约书亚他是在奥德萨，他在那里带领奥德萨的那个中国教会。
We work in the Czech Republic.
我们也有工作在这个捷克。
And this is a small church there.
这是在那里的一个小教会。
And then in Tbilisi in Georgia.
在乔治亚的Tbilisi。
And here is one of our co-workers leading a Chinese lady to patient up.
这里是一个姐妹，她在带领一个。
In Bulgaria,
we
have vacation Bible school.
我们有这个暑期圣经学校。
And this week we have had a teacher there teaching the brothers and sisters in the church.
我们有老师去那边去教导他们这个小孩子。
We have many churches in Russia.
我们在俄国也有很多的学生，教会。
And we do evangelism.
我们也传福音。
So yeah, and here we are sharing the gospel in one of the marketplaces in Ukraine.
在乌克兰的这个市场上，我们给他们传福音。
Many of the people there, they do not know there is a God, or if they know there is a God, they want to know more about Him.
有很多人，他们在那里的很多人不认识神，也有人认识神，但是呢，他们要学习更多了。
Going to the market to get started with the gospel.
所以我们到市场上把福音带回去。
And people are open to listen to us.
很多人他们愿意听我们的传福音。
Now, every Tuesday a train leaves Moscow.
每个礼拜二呢，有一个火车离开墨西哥。
It's actually a Chinese train.
实际上这个火车呢是中国的火车。
And for 3 days we had a captive audience on the train.
在这个有3天的话呢，在这个火车上的这些人的话呢，他们就不能去哪里，都必须要听我们的讲经。
And we can tell them who God is and how He has changed our lives.
我们可以告诉他们谁是神，而且他怎么样改变了我们的生命。
And we work with students.
我们也跟学生传福音。
And we do evangelism in their dormitories.
我们也到他们的宿舍去跟他们传福音。
And we do discipleship.
我们也做门徒训练。
Maybe counseling on marriage.
我们也给他们做这个辅导的工作。
Praying with those in need.
他们有需要的，我们跟他们一起祷告。
Doing Bible studies in the dormitory.
我们在他们的宿舍跟他们做一起查经。
Maybe a baptism plan.
我们也有这个受洗班。
For those who want to tell the world that they have become Christians and they want to follow Jesus.
这些人呢，教导他们，因为他们要成为基督徒。
Now I go to a Baptist church.
我平常是去一个浸信会教。
So when we do a baptism, we do it under the water.
我们要施洗的时候呢，我们就到水里去。
And we in this case we are baptizing in Russia with a Russian pastor, a Canadian pastor, and a Chinese leader.
这里的话呢，就是我们在这个施洗的时候呢，有一个俄国的牧师，一个加拿大的牧师，还有一个中国的这个同工。
And it's good to have three people to help you because then you don't leave them under the water.
因为三个人很好的，免得他们掉到水里面就起不来了。
Church planting.
我们也在那边建立教会。
We started churches in Heisenwald.
我们在海参崴开始了一个中国教会。
In Moscow in the market.
在这个莫斯科的这个市场那个教会。
And in the city called Hobaros.
在 Hobaros 也有个教会。
You see, you have there a choir here, which was your choir.
他们的教会会的这个诗班呢，跟你们教教会诗班也差不多。
In Blood of Nations, they have a church that meets every morning at 7 o'clock to pray.
Graduation 所以这边的教会呢，每天早上七点钟他们一起在祷告会。
And we also have a meeting in the evening.
而且他们晚上还有聚会。
And Novosibirsk, another church.
Novosibirsk 也有个中国教会。
In Krasnoyarsk, we now have celebrated our 10th anniversary of the church.
在 Krasnoyarsk, 他们那个地方的教会呢已经有十年。
The church that you see is actually called the House of Prayer.
那个教会呢，实际上就是一个祷告的这个教会，祷告的地点。
And this is where the Russians meet to worship God.
这个是俄国人他们平常聚会的地方。
But they allow the Chinese to meet there too.
但是他们也是让中国人在这里。
This is the Chinese church there.
这是一个中国的。
And when we had the 10th anniversary, we celebrated for 7 days.
那个讲到有十年教会的历史的那个教会，我们在那庆祝的时候呢，我们庆祝了七天。
We worked with the leaders in the church.
我们也跟教会的这个领袖们跟他们同工。
We bring teachers from the seminaries in Chinese seminaries.
我们从这个神学院的老师带去去教他们。
We help them understand the basics of Christianity.
所以我们帮助他们了解基本的这个基要信仰。
And then we give them a certificate to say that they have done well, they have graduated.
如果他们完成这个课的话呢，我们也给他发一个证书。
We do a lot of mentoring.
我们也这个很多的培训。
This pastor is from Toronto. He came to mentor the young pastor leading the church in Bellevue.
这个牧师他是从多伦多去的，他带领一个当地的弟兄让他成为牧师。
We can train for the leaders in Krasnoyarsk.
我们在 Krasnoyarsk 也训练很多的教会领袖。
We do Bible teaching in another city.
在另外一个地方我们教。教导圣经。
It was really exciting because we had Chinese students come from China into Russia to study at the Bible school.
我们很兴奋的，因为有很多中国学生从中国来到这个地方来学习圣经。
Praise God, because every year Chinese souls are being saved and others are being baptized.
感谢主，因为每年都有很多的中国人他们得救而且受洗。
You ever wonder why we come to church?
你会想到我们为什么到教会来？
Yeah, we come to worship God.
我们来教会来敬拜。
But we also come to church to be sent out.
我们实际上来到教会的话，我们也是要被差遣出去。
That's why we are here.
那是为什么我们来教会？
We're here to worship God, but also to be prepared so we can be used by God.
我们敬拜的时候，我们也同时要预备好所以我们可以神可以用我。
We sang this morning that God is holy and pure.
我们今天早上唱的是圣诗说是神是圣洁的，而且是纯洁的。
He leads and directs in all things.
他带领，而且他安排一切的事情。
God calls us to minister for Him.
神不知道我们可以服侍他。
He calls us in different and unique and unique ways.
他不知道我们每一个人都是有一个特别的方法。
In 374 A.D., the bishop of Milan, a man called Ascensius, died.
在374年，在米兰呢，有一个人叫做Ascensius， 他死掉。
There was a lot of controversy about the successor.
谁要继承他的话呢？就是成为一个真正一个 当时的困难。
The governor of the area was called Ambrose.
啊，那个地方的这个这个政府领袖呢，叫Ambrose.
He was a Christian and a very good speaker.
啊，他是基督徒，而且是个很好的这个讲话的，讲话的人啊。
He went to the church where the election was being held just to try and keep order in the place.
他到教会里面，主要的目的呢，是要让这个教会呢能够有秩序。
As he was speaking, a cry went up, Ambrose from Bishop.
当他在那边讲话的时候呢，就有人说 Ambrose for Bishop.
Everybody agreed.
所以大家都同意。
And Ambrose was the Bishop of Milan.
所以后来他就做了当地的这个监督。
Ambrose influenced many people.
Ambrose 他影响非常多的人。
One of the people he influenced was called Augustine.
他所影响的其中很多人之间呢，有一个人的名叫奥古斯丁。
He introduced Augustine to God.
他带领奥古斯丁来认识神。
And Augustine became one of the most important figures in the development of Christianity as we know it today.
奥古斯丁呢，他是成为今天我们知道的基督教的信仰呢，他是很重要的一个发展的人。
Augustine became one of the most important figures. God calls His servants to new words.
神呼召人呢，每一个都是一个特别的方法。
One of these is a man called W.A. Creswell.
有一个人呢叫做 W.A. Creswell.
He knew from the time he was 10 years old that he had been called to be a pastor.
他在十岁的时候他就知道他能呼召做牧师。
In 1944, he was called to the First Baptist Church in Dallas.
在1944年的时候呢，他在达拉斯的这个第一进修会参加了教会。
While he was there, he influenced somebody called Billy Graham.
就在那个时候呢，他认识了一个人叫做Billy Graham。
In 1973, a man called Rick Warren skipped classes and drove to where Creswell was teaching. Rick Warren.
Rick Warren 在后来呢，就开了车子去见他。
And after the service, Rick Warren felt that he wanted to go and shake Mr. Creswell's hand.
Rick Warren 他觉得他要去握 Creswell 的手。
And he looked at Rick Warren and he said, "I feel led by God to pray for you."
看到他Chris Warren 他说我看到他们就是跟他说我要跟你一起祷告。
He asked God to give Rick a double portion of blessing.
所以他求神给他双倍的祝福。
Rick Warren now leads a mega church in Los Angeles.
Rick Warren 现在在洛杉矶呢他的教会是一个几千人的大教会。
There are 15,000 people in that church.
有15,000人。
That's how God called Rick Warren to serve.
那是神怎么样呼召这个 Rick Warren 服侍他。
Now I suppose the biggest question I get asked is, how do I know I'm called?
我们可能每个人都会问的，就是说我怎么知道神呼召我？
We're all called in one way or another.
我们每个人都受了呼召。
If you look at Moses, Isaiah, and the disciples, you will see through the ages that God has called prophets and disciples uniquely.
你看，从这个摩西或者以赛亚，你就可以知道，在历史上的神呼召先知，每一个都是很特别的方，不同的方法。
Paul said in Galatians 5:13 that a servant serves through love.
保罗在哥林多前书说，这个
Galatians 5:13.
五章哥罗西书五章不是加拉太书五章十三节说要用爱心服侍。
In Philippians 2:7-8, a servant serves to the point of death.
腓立比书二章7-8节说到服侍呢一直至死。
And in Luke chapter 1, we see that we're supposed to serve without fear.
在加一章的说了加说加利亚呢，就不是呢，应该是没有惧怕的。
Our best example of a servant is the Lord Jesus Christ.
可能最好的这个服侍的例子呢，是耶稣基督。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served.But to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
因为人子来呢，不是要被服侍，而是要服侍人，而且舍命做做人的主价。
We're not all called into ministry.
我们看见的每一个人都被呼召做一个是某一个事工。
But we're all called to minister.
但是我们每一个人都蒙呼召服侍。
God is calling every Christian.To make a platform of ministry for Jesus.
所以每个神呼召每一个人每一个基督徒有一个服侍的工作。
And a Christian leader called Bruce Wilkinson tells us that he and his wife were given a silver tea set and they were.
有一个基督徒的领袖呢，叫做 Bruce Wilkinson， 他被呼召了去给
silver teacher
他就说用了做茶具银的茶具
but they don't use it because if they put hot water in it it would tarnish the silver
但是他们有了这个银的茶具之后他就不用了。
So what they do is they put it in their china cabinet and leave it.
因为每次用的时候，它就是会颜色，就这个银子会变色，所以他们就把它放在柜子。
God does not want us to be like silver tea sets sitting unused in china cabinet.
所以呢，我们知道神不要我们做一个银的茶具放在柜子里面
We're supposed to be ordinary china pots.
我们应该是一个平常的瓷器
used for everyday use.
每天可以用的。
We should be filled over and over again.
我们应该一再的一再的被充满。
And we should be giving out our contents to the whole world.
而且一再一再的把它倒出来给让别人用。
So I hope I can challenge us to be like ordinary china pots.
所以我希望我能够向每一个人挑战，是我们可以做一个普通的茶具。
I want to.Make us to be like Isaiah.
我希望我们每一个人都能够成为以赛亚。
That's when we see God on high, and when he saw God on high and lifted up, he said, "Here am I, send me."
当他看见高高坐在宝座上的神的时候，他说，我在这里，请差遣我。
In Exodus chapter 4, God said to Moses, "Now go, and I will help you speak."
在创世纪的第四章神对摩西说你去我要把我的话放在你口里。
Moses said, please send somebody else.
摩西说你差遣别人吧。
We too may prefer to say, not me, Lord.
我们可能也一样的像以赛亚像摩西一样说不要差遣我。
But God calls us to use us to exThe kingdom of heaven.
但是神呼召我们要用我们来扩张他的国度。
Today I'm hoping we can learn something and see what God wants from us from this passage in Isaiah chapter 6.
所以今天我希望我们能够去从以赛亚第六章的细节里面看见神给我们说的话。
This is when God called Isaiah to serve.
这里是神呼召了以赛亚。
The first thing is Isaiah is taken up to see the glory of God.
第一件事情呢，是以赛亚呢，他受感动，看见神的荣耀。
Chapter 6 details how God called Isaiah to be a prophet.
第六章这边告诉我们，神怎么样呼召以赛亚做他的先知。
Isaiah served through the reign of four kings.
以赛亚服侍的时代呢，有四个王在犹大做王。
In the year that King Uzziah died.I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他衣裳裙下遮满圣殿。
On earth, we see a comparison between here and heaven.
所以在这里的话呢，我们看到一个表，一个一个表一个对比，就是在地上和在天上。
The king has died.
这个地上呢，这个王死了。
But in heaven, the king, sorry, in heaven, God sits on his throne.
但是在天上呢，神坐在他的宝座上。
On earth there is chaos and panic.
在地上呢，有混乱。
In heaven, there is sovereignty and control.
但是在天上呢，神的主权，而且神控制。
Now, on earth, we see that King Uzziah has made some mistakes.
我们在世界上看见乌西亚王的时候呢，我们知道他做了很多的错事。
He started out well, but his pride led to his downfall.
他开始的时候呢是很好的，但是因为他自己的骄傲，使得他失败。
He was unfaithful to God.
他对神不忠。
He entered the temple to burn incense on the altar.
他进到圣殿里面，他自己要这个烧香。
And leprosy broke out on his forehead.
所以他的前额上面开始长大麻风。
And so he was cut off.
所以呢，那个时候呢，他就不再不能再做王。
He died as a leper and in shame.
而且他死一直到死，他就是一个大麻风的患者。
But in heaven, we see a picture of God.
但是我们在天上的话，我们看见图像呢是神。
God is ruling in strength and compassion.
神在那里用他的主权、他的能力在掌控。
God is high and lifted up.
神是高高在上的。
He's untouched by all the turmoil on earth.
在地上任何的混乱不能够影响到他。
On earth today, we have many bad things.
我们在地上呢，我们有很多不好的事。
We have cancer. We have famine.We have AIDS.
我们在地上的话呢，有癌症，有这个艾滋病，有这种饥荒等等。
We have earthquakes and war and volcano.
我们也有地震，有火山，有海啸等等。
We have no control over these things.
对这些事情，我们都没有任何的控制。
Chaos rules everywhere.
所以这个混乱是影响到每个地方。
Makes you wonder what is happening.
可是那时候这件事情让你不知道这事情是怎么回事。
But in heaven there is composure as God reigns over everything.
但是在天上的话呢，任何事情都可以有秩序的，是神在掌控一切。
First we see Isaiah was taken to see God in His glory, majesty, and power.
所以我们看见第一件事情呢，就是以赛亚，神让他看见神的荣耀，神的圣洁。
Now, Isaiah was impressed by the humility of God's heavenly servant.
第二个我们看见呢，就是以赛亚他因为在天上神的这些仆人们他们谦卑，使得以赛亚看见。
Above him were angels, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying.
其上有沙佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
These are heavenly beings.
这些是天上的灵。
They were ready to do what God asked them to do.
他们已经预备好了，神要他去做什么，他们就去做什么。
And they're flying above him.
他们而且在上面飞，在神上上面飞。
Now they couldn't look at God.Because he is so holy.
他们不能够看见神，因为神是这么圣洁的。
So with two of them, they covered their faces.
所以他们两个翅膀把他们的脸遮住。
Otherwise, God's holiness would consume them.
不然的话呢，神的圣洁会把他们烧灭。
Now with two wings, they were covering their feet.
有两个翅膀遮盖他们的脚。
This was to signify that they were ready to go anywhere when they were told.
就表示他们。无论是什么时候，神派遣他们他们就可以走。
And in the meantime, they were waiting to be told what they were supposed to do.
而且在同时呢，他们就等待随时等待着让神吩咐他们。
So with the other two wings, they were hovering there, waiting to get their mission.
所以另外两个翅膀呢，就是让他们在那边飞翔的那边等待。
They were given to their one purpose.
他们就是唯一的。他们确立的目的。
They were hovering there, waiting to obey God.
他们在那里飞翔的等待神。
Isaiah is a highly respected man.
以赛亚是一个很受尊敬的人。
He's known to the courts Yet he has to wait for God to come along.
他也是要等待神的呼唤呼召可以配给他。
Perhaps one of the greatest things I had to learn was to be obedient to God and to obey those people that He put in authority over me.
可能对我来讲一个很大的功课呢，就是说我要顺服那些神所设立在我上面，我要顺服他的那些。
In our lives, the biggest question is, are we being obedient?
我们的生命里面其实有一个很大的问题，就是说，我们的生命是不是一个顺服的生命？
To obey is to do what is told.
顺服就是说，当有命令给你的时候，你就去做。
Obedience is ongoing.
所以顺服的话呢，就是继续去做。
It's hearing God telling you to do something and going and doing it.
所以你听见神吩咐你什么，你就去做。
It could be something that in a million years you never want to do.
可能呢，有些事情是你永远不会想要做的事情。
Give you an example.
举一个例子。
This is my wife.
这是关于我的妻子的。
In January I said, would you like to go to China?
在1月的时候我跟她说，你要不要去中国？
She said yes.
她说是。
But she told me later that she never really meant it.
但是后来她告诉我，她从来不是那个意思。
She thought all she had to do was say yes to that.
她说她唯一该做的事呢，就是对神说是好。
5 months later, she's on a plane going to China.
所以5个月之后呢，她在飞机上去中国。
And she said, I didn't mean that. I was supposed to go.
然后他说我根本就不想要去。
You see, God gets a hold of your heart.
但是神他控制了你的心。
He draws you in and takes you to a place where you never dreamed of going on your own.
他是把你吸引过去，然后呢，推荐你去，你不是没有想要去的地方。
This is where we used to live.
这是我们平常住的地方。
Just mud huts and no running water.
就是很多破旧的房子，而且没有自来水。
No toilet.
也没有洗手，没有好的洗手间。
But we had the best time of our life when we were there.
但是我们在那里的时候呢，我们所过的日子的话，是我们一生最好的。
Because we were serving God.
因为我们在那里服侍神。
Obedience is being willing to say, take me wherever you want. To do whatever you want to God.
顺服神的意思呢，就是说，跟神说，你无论在什么时候叫我去哪里，我就去。
Just like the angel.
就好像天使一样。
Isaiah is impressed by the humility of God's heavenly servant.
以赛亚呢，因为天上神的仆人的谦卑，他很受感动。
Next in verses 3 and 4, we see that Isaiah is amazed at God's involvement.
第三、第四节的话呢，讲到就是说神对于神，以赛亚对神关心参与适当的事情，他很觉得很感受感动。第三、第四节说，彼此呼喊说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地，因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
God is everywhere.
神是无所不在的。
God is separate, but the whole world is full of His glory.
神他是跟世界是分离的，但是呢，他的荣耀充满了世界。
God is above us, yet at the same time He is with us.
神是超越我们的，但是他在同时呢，他也是与我们同在。
He's high and lifted up in His temple.
他高高在上，在他的圣殿里。
Yet His glory fills the earth.
但是他的荣耀充满了这个世界。
He's high lifted up, yet he's right there beside you.
他是高高在上的，但是他就是在你的旁边。
God wants to pour his life into you.
他要把他的生命充满你。
God is the creator of the universe, yet he condescends to want to work through you and me.
他是我们的创造者，但是他也要来到我们中间，他要跟我们一起工作。
Now, a boy's lady went into a church one day.
我们有一个朋友的，他们有一个女孩子，她到我们教会。
And she told the pastor that she had never been into a church before. But she told him that she had a dream. She said that in her dream she saw God sitting on his throne. And she saw that there were sort of angels all around him flying there with something that looked like clipboards, waiting for instructions.
他说他看见天使的话呢，在神的宝座上面飞着，就是等待神的掌权。
He said that when God spoke, his voice sounded like thunder, yet was gentle.
他说他听见神讲话的时候呢，好像打雷一样，但是呢，也很温柔。
The pastor asked if she'd ever read the Bible.
这个牧师就问他，你是不是读过圣经？
When she said no, the pastor explained that what she saw was exactly what was written in the Bible.
所以他说他没有，所以呢，牧师就告诉他说，他所说的，他所讲的，正是在圣经上所写的。
God has reached out to that woman and she became a believer.
所以神影响这个跟这个女的，就告诉她，使她成为后来成为一个基督徒。
God is high and lifted up, yet through Jesus he is fallen and withered.
所以神高高在上，但是他是为我们做事的，他也是帮助我们的。
But then Isaiah is broken by his prophecy.
但是呢，以赛亚的话呢，他因为人，因为人他自己的这个败坏呢，他被迫害了。
He said, "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty."
他说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的泥中，又因我眼见大君王耶和华。
At the sound of the angel saying, "Holy, holy, holy," he realizes that his eyes have seen God.
当天使说，天使的呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉的时候，他知道他见到神了。
He realizes that he is under.
所以他知道他高了。
Nobody can look at God and live.
没有人看见神而还活着。
Isaiah realized that there was nothing of eternal value in all his acts.
他知道他自己在他生命里面没有任何有永恒的价值。
My career until I became a missionary was in insurance.
我的个人的事业呢，在我成为宣教士之前，我是关于这个保险的。
I resigned in 1989 to become a missionary.
1989年呢，我从那里辞职，然后成为宣教士。
But at a company board meeting earlier that year, I realized the same thing as myself.
在公司里面的那一年的大会里面，我想到我跟以赛亚一样的。
I realized that making money was okay, but it stood for nothing.
我知道赚钱是不错，但是呢，实在是没有任何的价值。
In Luke chapter 5, Peter realized the same thing when he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man."
在路加福音第5章呢，彼得也同样的了解了这种碰到这种情况，他知道他跟耶稣说离开我，因为我是罪。
Isaiah had had an instant revelation on seeing God.
以赛亚呢，他马上就有了一个启示，在当他看到神的时候。
He said, "Woe is me, everything is hopeless."
他说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为一切都没有希望。
Isaiah realized that there was a big chasm between him and God.
以赛亚知道，在他跟神之间有一个鸿沟。
He realized that he could not get close to God.
他知道他不能够接近神。
He became aware of his own moral filth.
他知道他自己道德上的污秽。
He knew that he was full of lust and depravity.
他知道他自己充满了欲望，是败坏。
It's the same with us today.
对我们来说，我们也是同样的。
We're separated from God.
我们跟神是分离的。
By exactly the same thing.
同样的是因为是罪。
Now we might be full of good works.
我们可能有很多好的好的好的事情。
We may be very moral people.
我们可能有很好的道德。
We may be religious.
我们可能也是很宗教性的。
But these things do not make us acceptable to God.
但是的话呢，这些事情不能够使我们成为使投诉神的要求。
We are still sinful in the sight of God.
但是在神的面前，我们仍然罪人。
It's only by accepting what Jesus did for us on the cross that we can approach God.
我们唯有接受耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就的，我们才能够靠近。
There we can find peace and forgiveness and an abundant life.
在那里的话呢，我们才能够有平安，才有充满神的恩典。
That's how we can get a relationship with God.
那样我们才能够与神有一个建立关系。
But unfortunately, Isaiah lives 700 years before Jesus was born.
但是呢，以赛亚是在七百年，在耶稣降生之前七百年的时候。
So God has to do something else.
所以呢，神要为他做一些特别。
Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he tenderly touched from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
有一个撒拉图飞到我跟前，手拿着红炭，用火剪从坛上取下来，将炭沾我的口，说：“炭哪，这炭沾了你的水，你的罪孽便除掉了，你的罪孽罪恶就赦免了。”
The coal is purification.
王太太，外面有人来。
Okay, the coal is purification.
所以这个炭呢是洁净的灯。
It's taken from the altar of sacrifice and it takes away Isaiah's guilt.
从这个祭坛上拿下来，要洁净以赛亚。
The coal is applied to his mouth, which is the cause of his sin problem.
这个炭呢就沾到他的口，使他洁净了他。
In this case, the coal makes the unclean wound. So, in this
situation,
this is similar to the coming of fire at Pentecost, who descended upon the heads of the disciples and prepared them for burial.
就好像在这个五旬节的时候圣灵降临。
Isaiah realized that he couldn't do anything on his own.
以赛亚知道他自己他没有办法做任何事。
There was no way he could clean himself enough to approach God.
他自己知道他没有办法在神面前洁净自己。
Somebody else has to do it.
必须有人为他做。
In Isaiah's case, that's why God sent the angel to take away Isaiah's guilt with the coal.
所以在这种情形，神差遣撒拉伯来洁净。
Isaiah's sin was taken away, and a breach of forgiveness was established.
所以呢，以赛亚的罪是除去了，而且他的赦免，他的罪受了赦免。
Now we cannot serve God unless we have been broken by Him.
我们没有办法服侍神，除非我们被破碎。
We need to be forgiven by God for all the wrong things in our lives.
我们也需要神赦免我们我们一切所做的错事。
We are undone by our sin.
我们因为罪的缘故，我们没有任何用处。
It separates us from the holy God.
使得我们从神跟神分开。
All our attempts at holiness are like filthy rags in God's eyes.
我们自己个人的圣洁在神的面前就好像破布。
God sent another person to cleanse us.
神遣了另外一个人来洁净我。
That was Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
Only if I ask Jesus, will God forgive me for my sin.
我们只有求耶稣来赦免我们罪。
That's how we are cleansed and reconciled.
神赦免我们，这是我们唯一的可以洁净的方法。
Now God was moved and made available.
As神
Isaiah was moved and made available.
以赛亚受了感动，而且他自己预备好了。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Who shall I send?"
所以以赛亚说，以赛亚听见神说，我们可以差遣谁呢？
God is speaking to whoever will hear, and Isaiah, now purified, calls out, God couldn't be sent out until he's been broken and restored by God.
以赛亚的不能够受差遣，一直到他被神，这个，一直到他知道他自己的过罪而被洁净。
Then he's eager to be used
by God. 在这种情形，他很热心的想要被神，希望被神使用。
By the grace of God, he was touched by the burning coal.
因为神的恩典呢，他被这个火炭沾了他的口。
He forgives his sins, and then he says, "Here I am, send me."
他们最初的赦免，所以他说，主啊，我说，我在这里参见了。
For 60 years, God used Isaiah in and out of the prophet of Judah.
在六十年之间，以赛亚六十，他之后有六十年，他在这个犹大的王庭里面服侍。
He had the privilege of a lifetime of service.
他有特权，可以这一生都在服侍神。
A life given without reservation to God.
他的一生的话呢，都给了神，而且没有任何的保留。
Now you can't read the book of Isaiah without saying, "I want to make a difference."
念以赛亚书的时候，你不能够，你可能没有办法说，没有办法不说，我愿意为神服侍。
We can be talking about God at school or at university.
而这个不能只是在学校里面没有办法教的。
It may be signs of Jesus even when people laugh at you.
可能在别人面前，人家可能会笑你。
You need to find out what God wants you to do.
你需要知道神要你做。
You cannot pay other people to do the work that He's given to you.
你没有办法找别人做神要你做。
We're all called to minister.
我们每个人都对神呼召去做神的工作。
God is ready.
神是伟大的神。
But He still uses people like you and me.
神仍然用像你我这样子的人。
Young people.
年轻人。
But also older people.
也年纪大的,
retirees, people with life experience who will say, "Here I am, send me."
有一生有很多经验的人，就是说，我在这里，差遣我。
Do what you are called to do out of love.
你要做，神差遣你，神不知道你去做的事情，但是要用爱心。
God is doing amazing things. To build His kingdom.
神做了非常美妙的事情，来建立他的国度。
Now maybe you're intimidated by the world and you're comfortable where you are.
可能你在世界上的话呢，你看到这个世界呢，是感觉，或者是你觉得你自己现在的情况呢，你觉得很好。
We need to step out of our comfort zone.
我们需要从我们觉得很好的地方要出来。
We need to look at God, high and lifted up, drawing people from everywhere in the world that He's suffering. You can have a part of that.
你可以做这样的工作,
just like the angels, you can go and say and do.
就像天使一样，你可以受差遣去，而且做。
That's God's call for every one of us.
这是神呼召我们每一个人去做。
We're supposed to be broken cleansed and then
leave. 应该是受破碎，而且洁净了，而且被神使用。
As Christians, you've each been given a gift, a chance from God.
每一个基督徒都神给了我们一个礼物，一个能力。
Doesn't matter what your talent is.
不但说你的能力是什么。
You must get out there and use it.
而你必须要出来，要去，而且用。
Now, a ship is safe in a harbor.
这个船在这个港口里面是安全的。
But that's not why ships are built.
但是船不是造就是放港口里的。
We can stay safe in our own little world.
我们可以在我们自己这小小的世界里面觉得很安全。
That's not why we are here.
但是那不是我们为什么在这个世界上面。
A ship belongs on the high sea.
这个船就是要到大海里面去。
To get out of your comfort zone.
所以从你舒服的地方出来。
People become Christians and then they come to church.
人成为基督徒，然后到教会里面。
And then they get sent out.
然后到教会里面被差遣。
That's why we are here.
这是为什么来到教会。
to be prepared so we can be sent out. Do you remember Moses said, please, Lord, send somebody else? But then the Lord told Moses, I'm going to arrange for Aaron to speak for you, and I will help both of you and tell you what to say.
但是神又告诉摩西说，他说我要让亚伦成为为你讲话，然后我要教你们说该说的话。
You and me, we've been told what to do in the Great Commission.
我们在这个大使命，神耶稣给我们的大使命里面告诉我们该做的事。
We've been told to go and make disciples of all nations.
我们这里告诉我们说，我们要去啊。
Christians, it's our job.
基督徒, 这是我们的工作,
we must obey.
我们必须顺,
let's pray then.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus gave everything to us.
耶稣给了我们一切的。
Is there a Christian here today who will say to the Lord Jesus this morning, thank you for cleaning me and saving me from my sins? I'm yours, and I'm eager to serve like myself.
我们是不是我们中间有基督徒？我们知道，好，我们耶稣已经接近了我们，我们像以赛亚一样的，我们也预备好了。我们说，神啊，你太平了。
Is there anybody in this congregation today who's ready to say, Lord Jesus, take me wherever you want, whenever you want, and here, send me.
我们中间是不是有基督徒愿意说，主耶稣啊，无论是在哪里，去哪里做什么，你差遣我，我已经预备好，愿意去。
If there's anybody who's ready to say that, do you want to slip your hand up?
如果你预备好要说要这样接受的话呢，就把你的举起你的手。
Let Jesus know if you are prepared to go. Is there anybody?
我们中间任何人，让耶稣知道，我愿意，就举起你的手。
Anybody at all?
You remember?
Thank you. Yeah, I see that one. Yeah, that's good. Anybody else want to say to Jesus? Not to me. This is between you and God. I'm ready to go. You gave everything to me. I will go for you. Anyone? Okay. We are either for God or we are against God.
我们要么就是为神，要么就是抵挡神。This
morning I talked about Isaiah being cleansed.
我们今天讲到以赛亚，他是个洁净。He
knew he was unclean and separated from God.
他知道他不洁净，而且他是从跟神隔离的。It's
the same with us.
我们同样的是，对我们也是同样的。God
cleansed him so he could be used.
神洁净了他，所以他可以被使用。We're
all sinners, but God paid the debt for our sins.
我们都是罪人，但是神已经为我们付了罪债。
If you have not accepted what Jesus did on the cross to do for you personally, you need to go before God and make that decision.
如果你还没有接受耶稣，赦免你的罪，你需要被赦免，可以接近神。
You need to be forgiven.
你需要受圣灵。
Now, we would like to pray for you.
我们愿意为你祷告。
Is there anybody here who wants to become a Christian?
我们这里是不是有任何人愿意成为一个基督徒？
Anybody who wants to accept cleansing from God and find the peace and abundant life in front of you?
我们是不是有任何人愿意接让有神的平安，有神的与神亲近？
God does not have grandchildren.
神没有孙子。
He wants children.
他只有儿子。
Won't you become his child today?
是不是你要做成为他的儿子？
So is there anybody that would like to pray for him this morning? Just lift up your hand.
如果我们中间有任何人愿意我们为你祷告的话，请你举起你的手。
Is there anybody this morning?
我们今天是不是有任何人？
Who is not a Christian and wants to become a follower of Jesus?
还不是基督徒，但是愿意跟随耶稣。Father,
we thank you that we can come before you today.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我们今天能够来到你面前。
Sometimes our hearts are stubborn.
有时候我们的心是刚硬的。
Sometimes pride prevents us from coming to you, our little children.
有时候我们的骄傲使得我们不能来到你的面前。
Forgive us for that.
求主你赦免我们。
I thank you for the person that said that they would go for you anytime, anywhere.
我们为这说，我们愿意为你去任何地方，去任何为你去。
Bless that person.
求你祝福他们。
And those that are not Christians that are here today, Lord, I pray that you would bless them and help them to find you.
我们在我们中间还有还没有接还不是基督徒的，我们求主你祝福他们，使他们能够寻见你。
And praise
you. 我们靠着耶稣的名祷告。